Chapter 11, Mastering the Law of Attraction. I'm going to keep this simple, as it is simple, because if we do not shut off our mind's doubts, they have so many hours a day to complicate everything. So what I want to do here is bring all the lessons together and make it so that you can keep practicing this to become the master. If you find you're still struggling, then you'll be doing one of the more elements below wrongly, and so we'll need to go back and re-listen to change that part. But if you start small, then you'll find that this technique will work and you'll get better, and then much better at it. So much so that you'll notice you created some pretty big stuff after it's happened. So we'll run through it first, then I'll give you a few small things to go and create to practice building and toning your new mental pathways you've nurtured into existence. Do you remember this? To create what you desire with your thoughts, you have to have attained a state of mind where you have actually had it happen and felt it happen in your mind. And in that process, you become detached from it because you have already had it. Then what happens is you work diligently on making that a reality for everyone else, as it is already a reality in your mind. And you keep going until you get there. This is how we create. Okay, let's create a process for it. But don't try too hard with this, as it's a guideline, which you will use to guide your feelings into the creation of what you desire. Here's a 5-step process to create anything you truly desire. Step 1. You first have to think up what you want. A new car, a holiday, meet someone, solve a problem, a little extra money, a new job, an extra job, an invitation to something, or something bigger like a new business, your perfect partner, an idea that will change the world maybe. You first have to find something that you truly desire, and if it's something big, then it has to be something you are prepared to attempt even if you die while spending your life in its attainment. But if it's something smaller, then you still have to keep going until you get it, as time is not important. The desire to have it accomplished is the important bit. Remember the kudos I saw in the attainment of becoming a millionaire, or the refusal to live my life without a cure. You want to have a keen pulsating desire for something big, not something you would like. This is essential for your success in becoming the master. Of the smaller stuff, you don't need the desire in the same way, because the smaller stuff is much easier to conceive as possible and even probable. Step 2. You have to travel forward in time with your mind and experience the feeling of having had what you desire have happened already, so that you feel that it happened a few minutes ago, a few months ago, a few years ago, but that it has happened. You want to experience how it feels now that it's happened. See how happy you are with yourself for manifesting it. Be there, experience it. Feel how grateful you are that it's now in your life, and how grateful you are that you demonstrated to yourself that you could change your world with just your mind. See how long it took to happen, and how it didn't happen until it was the perfect time and in the perfect way. Feel how relaxed you feel, knowing now that time wasn't important. Look at how it came into your life. You're just dreaming, so it could have come in any way, as it's just one of the possible ways, and doesn't have to be the way. Feel how it all sort of fell into place. Feel how right it feels that you designed having it, and then you got it, and how it just now feels part of your life experience. Fill your mind with details about how it all feels for you having had it. Remind yourself how it felt the day you got it. What a sense of accomplishment that was. How great that made you feel. How you were able to use your success to inspire you to greater success. You keep staying here thinking about it until you feel that you've had it. I will say that again in case you missed it, as it's essential for your success. You keep staying here thinking about it until you feel you've had it. When you've felt that you've had it, then you can move on to step 3, not before. This can take as little as 10 minutes or a period of time longer than that. Basically, it doesn't matter how long it takes, as you can't skip this bit. So you have to have had it happened in your mind first. I trust I have made my point. Step 3. This bit won't make sense and won't work unless you've had step 2 happen. Now consider, after you've had this happen for real in your mind, do you actually really need this to happen in reality? Think about it for a while. It's just become real to you, so it's real. Do you still need it? Sure, you'd like it, but you don't need it. Can you feel why not? The feeling you should be experiencing is one of, well, this is obviously going to happen at the right time and in the right way. It will happen when it's best for it to happen for me. Can you feel it? That's the feeling you're looking to have in your mind. Do not move on until you get it. To get it, just keep running step 2 and 3 until you have it happen. Or if you're okay with not mastering the law of attraction, then move on. A choice, and as usual, choice is the problem and the solution. When you have that feeling, you have created the magical part of the law of attraction, as you're both attached to your dream or desire and detached from it at exactly the same time. This is demonstrating abundance to the universe and showing your subconscious mind what to get you in a very cool and relaxed way. For anything you've attained in life, you achieved this feeling and mind state before you got it. Step 4. You begin taking the appropriate actions you can take to bring it into everyone else's reality. For me, the appropriate action with a bug-free mind was to write the process, the book. For me, the appropriate action to find the perfect partner was to look at all the people I passed by. For me, the appropriate action with becoming rich was to evaluate all my options for making money and then settle on investing in real estate. With each thing I set out to achieve, I filled my mind with research on that subject and became an expert in it in a very short period of time. I made what I desired my dominant thought and focus. But I did it without needing, without wanting, in a very relaxed, detached, but focused way. That's how you go about creating what you desire. Step 5. You keep going until the reality in your mind has been brought into everyone else's reality too. So you simply choose to keep going until. At this point, you use this consideration to keep your mind focused. If it hasn't happened yet, then it's either not supposed to, or I've missed something. Let's go and see if I've missed something. After all, it's going to happen at the best time and in the best way for me. So I wonder what I've yet to learn. I've used that countless times when I've wobbled on my resolve. The funny thing is, you are not looking to force your manifestation into existence. You are looking to apply less effort and more consideration to the subject. As you do, then you'll find it'll sometimes make things pop up from fresh air. Remember to take breaks from it when you feel like it. You don't think I wrote this book in one sitting, do you? No, it took me a few days. And when I felt tired or wrong in any way, I simply stopped and allowed myself time to return to my full potential. Observe how you feel and watch out for your ego attempting to throw doubts at you. Do not force these doubts out of your mind. Just see them for what they are, useless and destructive at getting you what you desire. So you carry on working diligently on manufacturing coincidences and bringing what you've already had in your mind into our reality. It's not a question of giving up. The only reason to stop is when you genuinely have no desire for it to happen anymore. The funny thing with that is, sometimes it'll just happen anyway after you've given up. But if you give up knowing this doesn't work, then you'll be right. A choice. Lastly, the manifestation process can always produce you something bigger and better too. So always be open for a greater manifestation. People often ask me, so how do I make sure I never give up on my dream? The answer is, you cannot give up on something that has become real to you. So make it real to you and then get on with it. Some things to practice building your mental muscles with. As with all things, big and small, remember this, that you must know that if you can think it up, it's already created as a possibility. It may not be a probability, but that's okay. Your job is to just stack the odds as much as you reasonably can to shorten the odds on the probability. So I suggest you start small, as these things will convince you of your power to manifest. Then when you attain more confidence in your ability, then you dare to dream bigger, and you'll have more ammunition with which to fight your ego. Manifest this. Decide to create an extra £150 or $200 in your life through something happening. Manifest this. Decide to have a chance meeting with someone who will inspire you, and so their presence will convince you that you can manifest. They don't need to be famous, just that they say or do something that you notice as something you ask for. Manifest this. Decide to have a more pleasurable journey than you used to expect when you next travel to work or anywhere. Then decide to always have pleasurable journeys. Manifest this. Decide to have more good things just happen to you. See yourself as being happier because of all the good things that have happened. Manifest this. Decide that someone you know is going to call you or contact you in some way. Run the full 5-step manifestation process for each of those, or are one of them at a time. Your choice. You won't get this wrong. Just have fun and play as the child you once were. Give yourself a break and remember to always be delighted with yourself. Time does not matter. Your success does, and success is inevitable and a process you will attain if you just continue to do the right things in the right way. Bigger dreams. When it comes to dreaming bigger, create your dreams so that you get automatically, but that you go to give. For example, if you're in business and you wish to increase your customers, think about how your goods or service will benefit those people. See their lives having benefited from your help. How does that make you feel? You feel good, right? Then focus on seeing the benefits in your service for others, and you'll create more people to serve. Consider this. Do you think that I sat there and saw the benefit I'd be bringing to your life before you came to find my work? Sure I did. I filled my mind with seeing the benefits I bring to people's lives. It inspires me to continue working on my dream. Do you think that by helping enough people, I will get the financial rewards I seek? Sure it does. But as Wallace Wattles said in The Science of Getting Rich, give every man more in use value than you take from him in cash value, then you're adding to the life of the world by every business transaction. I don't just think and know that, I live it as a way of life. Take the price of this book as an example. Work out what it costs you in cash to me and time to you. Let's call it $150. Well, if you apply the first of the small things to manifest only, you'll have more than that back. Look to give more and attempt to outgive the universe if you can. Though I've not yet found it can be done, as you always receive more than you give out. So if you focus on going to give and not going to get, then you will get automatically. This is living to the virtue of selfishness, where with every transaction you add more value than you are taking in remuneration. This is living to abundance. Always see abundance, and abundance will slowly begin to appear at the right time and in the right way. Then when it does choose to show up, you'll have more than you'll ever need. As long as you think you will, that is.